It's time for Making Democracy Work, a program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
This morning, we will be talking about renewable energy and what City Utilities is doing to enhance that service for all of us, and also what it means to the local consumer. Our guest today is Kara Schaefer. She is the Director of Energy Services and Renewables for City Utilities. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, just bring us up to date. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of enhancements. Bring us up to date on what City Utilities is doing with renewable energy.
Well, quite a bit, actually, and it has changed dramatically in the last several years. You know, we started off, maybe 10 years ago or more, where we added a landfill gas project. In 2009, we added about 50 megawatts of wind. And then we followed that up with a solar farm here locally, which is about 5 megawatts. Since then, we've taken some pretty giant leaps in some wind contracts that we're able to take advantage of from Kansas and Oklahoma, and that's made a huge difference in our overall renewable portfolio.
So how you've talked about all these things increased in the last few years, but percentage-wise, how has that increased? And I guess even more specifically, how does City Utilities compare with, you know, peer utilities around the region or specifically in the state or the Midwest?
Well, sure. I think this is something that was pretty astounding to all of us. And also keep in mind that these wind contracts that we signed on to are lower cost than what we could actually generate. So that helps stabilize our rates into the future. But this last year, we were up to 30% renewable energy overall. And keep in mind that City Utilities in the past historically has been about 85 to 90% coal. So that dropped to about 40% last year. And then the rest of that was made up with some natural gas and some market purchases. But looking into the future in the next 2 years, we'll be up to about 45% renewable mix. Now, as far as comparing us to others, you know, just a recent survey we did in the state of Missouri, I'm proud to say that we're leading that effort. We had, like I said, just about 30% renewable energy last year. The next highest was Associated Electric, which sells the power to our electric co-ops throughout Missouri, and they were at 20%. So then you kind of look at, which is interesting, other public power utilities, Independence Power Light and Columbia Water and Light, they were about 16 and 15%.
Well, probably most of us are most familiar with solar installations. So what kind of impact does that have on a business or a residence?
Well, solar installations, of course, can lessen the amount of electricity that you're using from city utilities. What you need to remember, though, is there is a significant cost to installing those solar panels. And today, we're still seeing that solar power is more expensive than what we could generate ourselves or with those wind contracts. Currently, we have about 165 customers that have installed solar on their home or business, and that's out of about 115,000. So not a huge impact, but I would just caution people to really do the math on this at first. If they're looking for an economic advantage on that, if you've been told that it's going to be less than a 10-year payback on it, you might want to go back and check those numbers. What our analysis shows that even receiving the federal tax credit of 30%, paying cash for it, you're still going to have a payback probably between 13 and 15 years. So you need to start asking yourself those questions about how long am I going to be in this house? This is truly a long-term investment. So we can help people with those, and we have quite a bit here lately as those questions come in on evaluating those numbers and just trying to make sure that it's the right decision for you.
So what are some of the new developments that we might expect to see in the future? Certainly technology drives what you all are doing, and that's
sure.
A big part of your business. So what are some of the things that are on the horizon?
It's pretty amazing. I think the things that we don't know about is what's going to be, you know, that's going to come up to us. But right now, technology changes is impacting our industry. For example, we are now installing advanced meters throughout our system on the electric, natural gas, and water. What that does is it gives us real-time, let's say, outage information, which is good for all of our customers. But it also lets you, the customer, be able to take more control of how you're using energy, when you're using energy, even set up alerts. And so we're looking to that future, that next step, that we're going to be able to roll that out to customers so you can see your usage basically in real time and make adjustments as you'd like. The other thing is battery storage. I think battery storage is the next big thing out there. We're testing some batteries on a utility scale project, partnering with Northstar Battery here, a local manufacturer. And then also we have to look at what the impact of electric vehicles are going to make. You know, there's a lot of large manufacturers out there that have made commitments to go all electric, let's say in the next 5 years. We have all of this information available on our website at cityutilities.net. You can find out information on net metering or even all of our efficiency programs.
Well, great. There's a lot to cover and certainly a lot on the horizon right. as far as utilities and technology goes. Thank you very much. Our guest today has been Kara Schaefer, the Director of Energy Services and Renewables with City Utilities of Springfield. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.